Welcome to Inside Windows Platform. You know, one of the things that's always excited me so much about building applications for Windows is how amazingly easy we make it to do things that otherwise might be rather complicated.
Yeah, that's true. And today's session is one of those great features. It's inking, right?
I love inking.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of using inking on Edge or OneNote, well, we're going to try and show you today how you can get similar features in your own UWP. And it's pretty simple, really. So as usual, I have a sample app, so shall we go ahead and
let's see
what it looks
like?
So you can see here, it's a really simple application, and I have with me a trusty pen, or stylus, depending on the word you like to use. So,
well, that's that Surface Pro 3.
The Surface Pro 3, yeah. So here we go. So what I'm going to do first is let's just walk through the features of this application. Then, because it's so simple, I think it's just easier to do features, and then we'll go through the code.
All right. So let's. Now, inking might be something that you could add to any many types of applications.
Yeah, like it can be applied to pretty much anything that's UWP, which is fantastic.
If people have seen in the new Edge browser, you can actually, it supports inking, actually editing on top of a web page.
That's it, yeah.
And it's really nice because it's a way of annotating something that you found on the internet. And likewise, you might have your own application where you want to enable annotation as a way for people to communicate status change, sharing, et cetera, anything
Correct.
Like that.
And the nice thing is we'll also talk about ink recognition as well, so something similar to what you see on OneNote,
okay.
Where you can sort of write some text and it'll go, hey, this is what you meant.
All right, sorry to interrupt.
No worries.
Okay.
So let's start with the pen. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to drop that bar and I'm going to just write something. So my handwriting's not great. My keyboard font is a lot better than my written, so we'll try writing something simple as hello.
Hello.
So cool. So you can see that I just use my pen. It's pretty fast. It's quite nice. But some of the other features that are quite kind of handy is like highlighter, which is slightly different because it has like a slight transparency thing going over the top. So I'm just going to highlight there, which is kind of easy. Of course, you may make some mistakes. So you might select the eraser here. Mm-hmm. And what this does is it's going to remove the stroke. So there you can see I just tapped on the highlighter area and I'll just have my hello word.
Right, that's an interesting thing to note too, that in our inking support, a stroke is a single object
Correct.
That you can manipulate at one time.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously when you're doing your erasing, you're actually removing that stroke from what we call a stroke container, and we'll go into that a bit more later on. So the other thing is recognition. So we talked about this briefly earlier on. So if I go to recognize, so you can see my handwriting's not great, so it didn't exactly recognize my hello, but you get the idea. And I'll talk a bit more about that confidence later on and how it determines things and how you can then decide what the right word is. And the final thing I want to show you is actually the saving and loading. So people always take this as for granted. But the nice thing here is I can save this particular item. So I'm just going to call it, so you see here I've already done one before. So I'm going to call it hello. And notice it's a GIF, but it's with embedded ISF. Mm-hmm. So what does this mean? Well, if I show you here, you can see I've got my hello, and you can see there I've got a little thumbprint of it. I'm going to close this application down now. And what I'm going to do is I'm now going to relaunch the application, and I'm going to load that same GIF back. So I'm going to go hello. And what's nice about this is that I can still edit this as if it was a surface, and you can see here that I can erase.
Now, the really nice thing about being able to save the ink in this way is that it gives developers a mechanism for tying the ink to some underlying other type of file format or something. If there's actually wanted to annotate a document that you're manipulating or annotate any other type of item object that you're actually saving or sharing or what have you.
Correct, yeah. So you can embed the sort of the image and the text and everything.
Or tie them together in a table of some kind.
Yeah, so it's great. And you know, you can have fun with this all day. So what I'm going to now show you is let's walk through the code and show you what happens. But the last thing before we do that, I just want to note that not everyone has a stylus. So the finger's normally kind of common. So you can still, if you've got a touchscreen, you can use that. Or if you've got a mouse as well, you can use that too. But that's by choice. So let me show you. Let's walk through all this code and see how it all works. So let's start with the XAML, because I think that's kind of the coolest place to start with. So the first thing I'm going to show you is how to use Ink Canvas. So you notice there, actually, it's kind of simple. Actually, to get things working, you just need that one line.
One container.
Yeah, and that's it. And actually, if you just run your application with just that single line, you've got inking already.
You've got it.
You've got it. It's kind of too easy to be true.
Right.
But actually, you'll get the simple things of just being able to scribble everywhere. So that was kind of easy. But let's actually walk through some of the additional features we had. So I'm going to go to the code behind here. So I think the best place to probably start is let's talk about...
And you had buttons for each of these features. So.
I did. I had an app bar. So if I just quickly show you up here, I like using the app bar. It's kind of a neat place to store stuff. So see here, I've got an app bar. It's probably just good doing a load of squigglies. But essentially, what the app bar does is allows me to have some app bar buttons. And it's quite conveniently, it's got like an icon and a label as well, which is kind of neat. So that means that I don't have to worry about styling it all. So let's go to the code behind here. So the first thing I do is on navigated to is I set the input type. Mm-hmm. So by default, my pen will work no problem. So you can see here that I've got the pen, but I don't have to put this in. But what about those users, like we said, that don't always have something with a pen? So you can see here what I'm saying is actually you're okay to use touch and mouse. So as a developer, I can control.
Pen, touch, or mouse.
Yeah, and this is kind of really handy because in this scenario, we're always inking. But imagine I was inking and I wanted to actually use touch to move things around instead of actually inking. So in this case, I'd probably say, actually, my input type shouldn't have touch in there.
You could change the mechanisms. And since you're tracking this, you could actually leverage this to show UI differently, too, if you wanted
to. So I think one of the key things about this is it's kind of common for a lot of people to sort of say, well, you know, it's more natural for the user to just use their finger to move things around. And that's where a crease scenario is. It's kind of cool. So let's talk about some of the other things we did. So when we look at the highlighter button, the main thing here is creating an ink drawing attribute. And then what we then do is just assign that attribute to the ink presenter, which is associated with the ink canvas that I'd put in XAML.
Right.
So you can see here, I've created an ink attribute, and the key thing with the highlighter here is there's a property called draw as highlighter equals true. We do this to make sure we still get that nice transparency when we're sort of, you know, penning over stuff.
So you're just essentially, you're changing some of the properties on the actual cursor.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, and then you can see I've also got the pen tips. I've set it to a rectangle shape rather than a circular shape, and I've given it a size and a color.
You could equally define a set of different types of highlighters if you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, you could have the whole like range, and so you could have the pink one and the blue one and the green one and all that. It's great. And then it's really simple here. I just update the default drawing attributes with the new attribute that I've just created.
Got it.
And that's about it. And it's kind of the same for the pen as well, actually. So all I just do is I just set the, you can see here, the drawer's highlighter is now false. And I just go back to the pen mode. And that's kind of neat because it means you could create loads of different types of pens, so, you know, like calligraphy pens, or get a bit creative with it. Encourage people to definitely have a play with this. It's not that difficult. So then the third thing we clicked on was the eraser button. So again, it's just a single line to sort of say, hey, you know what, I'm going to change my inking mode to erasing there. So you can see that I've got erasing as the enumeration. But what you'll notice is, when I go back to inking, I actually just set the input mode back to inking here. So it's kind of nice to make sure that, you know, if you go back to erase and then inking, it doesn't start erasing stuff by accident. So make sure you do that check. And the one thing I want to talk to you about is the recognition. So you saw that actually when I was doing the recognition, obviously my handwriting wasn't perfect. I had a bit of trouble recognizing some of the words. But essentially what I do is I use a new ink recognition container. Mm-hmm. And what this basically does is I pass it all my strokes. So let me walk you through on the side here. So you can see here, I actually say, hey, on my ink canvas, where the ink presenter is, there are all these strokes in the stroke container. Mm-hmm. And what I want you to do is I want you to recognize, using the recognize async method there, all of the objects in that container.
Right.
Now you do have an option to say selection. So if, you know, on each stroke in the container, there's a property called is selected and you can select them. In this demo, we don't do that, but you could say, actually, just recognize the selection that I've done here. And then I just do some basic things here where it gives you a collection because you might have more than one word on the canvas. Mm-hmm. So I just join those and then...
With a space.
With a space, basically. And then I call this on each item because it returns back basically a ink recognition result. I call the get text candidates and I get the first one. So what does this do? Well, essentially, when you're getting the recognizer might find, you know, quite a few variations depending on your handwriting and how neat it is. So it might say, well, actually, I think it could be this, this, or this.
Right. So you could actually present that to the user and give them the ability to choose which word it is. But what you're doing for the purpose of this demo is just picking
pick the first one. I'm sure just made life easy. But you could, if you wanted to, definitely just say, hey, these are the ones we think it is. What do you reckon? And then I just simply show it in a message dialog box, so nothing too crazy there.
Now, one thing you could do in the background, if you supported some sort of search and retrieval here, is that you could actually put that to your text indexer.
Yeah.
And not even bother with the other part if you wanted to provide some ability to access a particular inking somewhere.
Yeah,
in your
collection. I mean, you could definitely do some sort of whole text searching, mm-hmm. which is kind of neat. Especially if you've
I know OneNote has that function.
Yeah, exactly. And then you could just index it with the strokes, which mm-hmm. is kind of nice. So let's have a look at some of the saving and loading features. So anyone that's done sort of file saving and loading, this should all look very familiar to a lot of people.
Yep.
I use the file save picker and I set it to a GIF with embedded ISV. If you just say GIF, this is not going to work, so make sure it is with the ISV.
Okay. And those are magic strings that map to...
Yeah, exactly. And here all I'm just doing is I'm saying, hey, you know what? Let the user go and specify the file name and where they want to save in the location. And then conveniently, the stroke container has a save async. So I just pass it in the stream and that's it. It's really simple. It's not difficult. And it's the same with the loading. So if I have a look at the loading, again, I have a file open picker. I do the usual code that you require. And then in this case, I always like to clear the container because I'm thinking, well, I don't want it to load on top of any existing strokes.
Right.
And then again, I just call the load async on the stroke container. So all in all, it's not a complex scenario to add inking, which is sort of intentional because we're hoping more people will try and use this sort of features on their apps.
Well, it couldn't be easier.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, thanks, Jen.
Yeah, no worries.
I think it's pretty remarkable how amazingly easy it is to leverage ink in your application in Windows today. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you again next time.
Yep, thanks very much.